If I like myself, I am easy to heal. If I like myself, I am easy to heal. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. If I like myself, I am easy to heal. Now, why do I say if I like myself, I'm easy to heal? Why do I think that if I like myself, healing comes quite easily? Why do I think that? What makes me think that healing comes very easily when I like myself? Well, when I don't like myself, and I think negative thoughts, those negative thoughts very definitely come into my world and come into my life and become a reality for me. And likewise, if I like myself, I'm going to think happy thoughts, and I'm not going to be thinking about the negative thoughts. I'm not going to be empowering the negative thoughts, and the negative thoughts are not going to become my life experience. If I like myself, I am easy to heal. Just that simple. If I like myself, I am easy to heal. I am easy to put the right cause in motion for the experience that I want. Now, what right cause would you or I want to have in our life for our happiness, for our goodness, for all? You say health, 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 wealth, 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 relationships, all those good things. Well, a person that likes himself is surrounded by people who like them. A person who is healthy is surrounded by healthy people. A person who is happy is surrounded by happy people. This is just the way it is. If I like myself, I am easy to heal. So if I like myself, regardless of the appearances that may be outstanding in front of me, the appearances that say I've got a problem or whatever, if I like myself, I put a new program in motion for myself. I put new thoughts in motion for myself. I put new ideas in motion for myself. I put a new direction in motion for myself. And that's the place that I go. That's the where that I go. That's the life that I experience. Now, many people will say, oh, that's too easy. Well, try it sometime. Try it sometimes when you're feeling very negative. Try it sometimes to say something very positive and very wonderful. When you're feeling very unhappy, try it sometimes to say something very happy and very joyous and very wonderful. When you're feeling not whole, try sometimes talking about wholeness. When you go into the hospital, what is the first thing you see? The first thing you see is a person's illness. The first thing you want to know about is their condition. How are they? What's going on in their world? You don't go in there as a master. You don't go in there as a person who is filled with perfection and right action. You don't go in there as a person who likes himself. You say, hey, tell me your problem. Hey, I'm here to hear all the garbage. I'm here to hear all the troubles. Is that what you do? That's what we do. When we go into the hospital, we want to know what the problem is and how it's coming along. We don't go into the hospital and say, my friend is whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function of their body is whole and perfect. My friend lives in their ideal spirit, mind, and body right now. I like myself, so I like my friend. My friend and I play tennis together. My friend and I do things together. We do happy things together. I like myself doing those happy things. I like my friend doing those happy things with me. If I like myself, it is easy to heal. It is easy to heal myself because I put the right thoughts in motion about myself. I put the right thoughts in motion about who and what I am and where I'm going with my life. Yes, going in and visiting patients in the hospital, or, hey, this is even a better one. Go to a funeral. What do you see? You see a person who has moved on to another dimension. And you don't really see them because they moved on. And you say, you commiserate with the family and friends. You say, isn't it too bad they're not here anymore? Isn't it too bad? Well, my goodness sakes. Isn't it wonderful that they were able to move on to this new dimension that is certainly a happy dimension for them, because they wouldn't go there if it weren't a happy dimension? Isn't it wonderful that they are lifted up in spirit, lifted up in mind, lifted up in wisdom and in genius and in love? Oh, yes, lifted up. If I like myself, I'm easy to heal. So what is there to heal about a person who's dead? What is there to heal about a person who's in the hospital? What is there to heal about anything in life that is not in perfect working order? My attitude about it. And when I heal my attitude about any condition in the world, that condition in the world takes on a whole new complexion. It takes on a whole new direction. It takes on a whole new attitude about itself and its, the world it lives in. So, my friend died. Okay, bye. Wherever you're going, have a wonderful journey. Enjoy life, because life is eternal and it goes on forever and you have a good time. Now, you may not be able to have this body you had here. You may have a totally different body or the same. Who knows? You may do whatever you wish. Now, was your body good here? Then why not have it be good wherever you are? If your body was not so good here, leave it behind. Leave it behind and claim that you like yourself. And when you say you like yourself, then wherever you are, you're in a fantastic experience. So, if I like myself, I am easy to heal. Now, what is there to heal about being dead? What is there to heal about being ill? What is there to heal about having no relationships? What is there to heal about living in a world where it's unhappy? What is there to heal about any of these things? My attitude. Just my attitude, right here and right now in this circumstance, and my attitude is the only attitude that I have. It's the only attitude other people know about me in my world. If I walk around like a sad sack, people say, what's the problem? If I walk around like a happy guy, people say, that's natural for him. He's always a happy guy. If I walk around with joy in my heart and a spring in my step and delight in me, whoever I am, then that's what people will presume is my reality. And that is my reality. For I am exactly what I think about. I am whatever my attitude is about myself. And if I like myself, I am easy to heal. If I like myself, I am easy to have the most fantastic attitude you could ever have in the world about yourself and your world and every experience that you have. Is this what you would like to have in your life? Is this what you'd like to have in your world? Is this what you'd like to know? Would you like to say of yourself, I like myself. I am easy to heal. I like myself. I am easy to heal. Really? Whatever you say about yourself is what you experience about yourself. If you want to give up and move on, give up and move on. If you want to give up on an unhappy body and move on to a healthy body, then leave the unhappy body behind, just like you would if you were dying. Leave it behind and put on that new body. Now, how do you put on that new body? Well, you've just gone into the store and you bought yourself a new coat. Wintertime is coming on and you bought yourself a new coat for winter. And the new coat has a fur muff around it, and the new coat has all sorts of lovely warm lining in it. The new coat is just so charming. And you have your spring coat with you, your other coat with you, and they say, shall we wrap it for you? Oh, thank you. Put it in the box. I'll put it away when I get home. I will wear my new coat now. Why not wait till you get home? Why not wait till it gets cool out? Why not? I bought my new coat now. I'm going to wear it now. I am going to live in it now. If I like myself, I am easy to heal. So now I like myself and I have the attitude that I am worthy of that new coat. I am deserving of that new coat. And I'm wearing that new coat right now. And that new coat is wholeness and happiness and right action and peace and love and goodness. That new coat is who I am. Now, what do I do with the old coat? Well, if it has use at another time, keep it. If not, give it away, throw it away. Or if you like yourself and you're going to heal yourself totally of the past, just leave the coat at the store and say, give it to someone who wants it. And you wear your new coat home. But the new coat, the old coat, no. You're going to hang on to that old coat? With that old coat will come all the attitudes that you had about it. With that old coat will come all the attitudes that had that said that you were not liking yourself, that you were not whole and perfect, that you were not beautiful and wonderful. Your new coat only says to you, I'm perfect. I'm wonderful. I am fantastic. I am wearing this new coat because I am me. I like me. I like me. And you don't even think of the old coat again because it's gone. And that's what we want to do with all of the thoughts in our life that are no longer beneficial to us, thoughts that no longer heal or make recognize our wholeness. We let them go. And as we let them go, we take on the reality that I am living now in my wholeness. I am living now in my reality of who I am. I am living now in the knowledge that I'm easy to heal because I just let go of that which I do not like to have anymore in my world and claim what I do want in my world. Claim this for yourself. Know it for yourself. Delight in it for yourself. And it is done. It is done. It is done. It is done. It is done.